Next fucking
you piece of shit coward.
Get this piece of shit coward out.
He was on the AFI countdown yesterday. He's almost as bad as
Ben Gazzara?
Yeah, they had old Kirk Douglas on there too. He's like,
I was watching that thing yesterday.
And I'm like, this is pathetic.
Top 10 of like every fucking category.
I know.
Yeah, I just read it.
Stupid.
Like, especially because there was no category for comedy. So, like,
there was romantic comedies.
That doesn't count because those aren't funny.
No.
Jerry Maguire was in there. I've never
seen it. It was in sports.
Oh, that was
sports. So was The Hustler, which is when we had our sports podcast.
Yeah, they put Raging Bull first, which has nothing to do with sports at all. And like,
it's really not that good a movie.
What?
Raging Bull. It's just about it's about a jerk. It's about a piece of shit. It's like, and with boxing, that doesn't work. Some like pedophilia piece of shit.
So anyway.
It's time to get away. It's time to get away from you. It's time to get
the happening.
Away.
So, right before I saw it, I read that M. Night Shyamalan had said in some interview, he's like, what I want people to see it as is a really fun B movie. Because it's a fun B movie, right?
Oh, so you went in.
Wait, he wrote that off like that?
No, so listen. So, that's what you say when you know your movie's terrible, right? You understand that, right? You wait till it's test grouped and everything. And
I want
you
people to look at it like it's a piece of shit.
Yeah, no, he's like, you know, I meant this to be kind of like a really bad movie. On purpose.
Horrible.
So anyway, so my disposition is to think that, oh, you know what? He's saying that because he knows it's bad. So I went into it expecting it to be as bad as all the reviews said it was going to be. And I enjoyed it so much because it was so awful that I refuse to believe that he did not do it on purpose. I'm dead serious. I'm dead serious.
He didn't do that. He didn't do it.
No, what I'm saying... No, listen. The line... You have to watch it. The way it's shot... You saw it with me.
Yeah.
Remember it?
Yes.
The way it's shot...
The way it was marketed... And the way, and like everything.
Oh, here's
like,
the thing.
Like,
the way it was
Marky Mark was on Conan.
He takes this
the trailers
too
for it are
for
so much more scarier than the movie is. The trailers are actually like, oh, there's some suspense in it.
Yeah, the trailers make it look good.
Yeah, it's not.
I mean, like, I'm curious to know what's going on with everybody.
You understand what I'm saying? Well, when you first see that girl, like, in the preview, they show that some girl's going to stab herself with a thing in her neck, right? So here's what they do. She like pulls the thing out, and the music's like Goldsmith, actually. And she puts it to her neck, and the girl's like, the girl next to her, and then she just goes like this. But it's like this shot that's like, like the music stops or something, and just goes like, in the neck, and then it just like cuts away to something.
You're like,
that kind of deflated the whole thing. Like
none of the suspense
came out of the neck hole.
Well, none of the killings, like, you know, or suicides, they weren't very.
Here's the thing.
Effective at all.
Is that anytime anyone died, I was thinking, this feels like a comedy.
Yeah,
it did. Like anytime anyone died, like it was supposed to be all scary and stuff. And there would be some like scene after that where Marky Mark says something stupid to the point where you think it was either like him acting really badly or them on purpose having him say some comedic lines. And we always make fun, Blaine and I always make fun of the fact that in the preview there's a thing where like guy goes, we lost contact, and he goes, with whom? With whom? You know, like in his Marky Mark voice. And he really does like talk like that throughout the movie, like he's a retard teacher.
He's always like, what?
And he has the funniest lines in the movie. And several of them are completely, I believe, unintentional. And then a few of them were totally intentional. So I'm thinking that he really did mean for this to be...
There was a really good... I like the one with him and Zooey Deschanel. They were talking about the... he was talking about
is
how...
Is her band in it?
It's like, you know how she was talking to the guy or whatever?
Yeah.
And then he gave his...
Yeah,
you know,
he gave his thing. Yeah, he said
I thought that
thing.
Was pretty funny.
It was. Yeah. And that was the thing, was like, M. Night Shyamalan doesn't know how to do humor at all.
Yeah.
Because he's never had the opportunity to do it. So he's trying to do it in this, and it just bombed.
There's some humor in Signs.
Yeah, but it wasn't like... But it was like a touch here and there. And this was like... Hey, you know what? I'm going to have a really funny moment here. Don't you think that's a good idea? And the producer's like, no. And he's like, I'm going to do it anyway. And then so he puts in like things he thinks are really funny. And they're like, you realize it's supposed to be like scary, right? And he's like, come on.
I was going to buy a completely superfluous bottle of cough syrup or something
like that. Right.
And she's like, are you serious? And he's like,
yeah. And that's the thing. It's like the characters like, the actors are no one who you'd expect in a movie to ever have anything, like, bad happen to them.
Right.
So you don't ever think that anything bad's going to happen to them. Like, and the ones you know that are going to die, you know, end up dying.
The part that was supposed to be so horrible and disturbing when the two kids outside of the house.
Yeah, that was hilarious.
Yes, it was hilarious. I was like, oh my God.
So they figure out that nature is targeting them, like trees and stuff, because they talk about some science shit about
something's in the air, right?
Yes, it's not that. It's that they talk plants about
plants releasing chemicals.
Plants, there are certain plants that have the ability to have very quick evolutions to release chemicals that will keep away.
The whole thing is humans are encroaching on the earth, and the plants finally got tired of it.
And
so
specifically in the northeast is what they talk about, because they say in one part, and there's a throwaway line where someone says, but it's not a throwaway line, someone says, well, there's 15 nuclear reactor plants in the northeast, more than anywhere else in the world. And it's like in this concentrated area. And that's where all the these attacks happen.
Oh, so basically,
the world is fed up, and it realizes that itself is dying, the nature is dying. And so it's picking areas where they're heavily populated, and it kills large populations.
Then it starts narrowing
narrowing it, because the large populations are dead. And it starts narrowing its attacks to smaller and smaller populations. So Marky Mark figures out if we travel in incredibly small groups, it'll target the larger groups around us first. And so they were able to escape for a long time with that. So they've got these two kids with them for a while. Him and Zooey Deschanel and John Leguizamo's daughter. And these two kids who are there. And they have
and
some
it's
funny
one
lines.
Kid from the Santa Claus The Escape Clause and all these Disney movies and stuff.
And the kids are there kind of like... They have some comedic lines with him. Yeah, Spencer Breslin, yeah. They have some lines with him and stuff like that. And then, like, they go to this house and they knock on the doors and you never see who's inside it. They actually set it up like it's creepy. And that was one of the creepier parts of the movie.
Like when they say that there's someone inside and stuff.
Yeah, they go, hey, you see someone inside this house they're trying to get into. And he doesn't want to break in quite yet. One of the kids is standing at the door. And the whole time I was thinking they're both going to die. I thought that the whole time.
Right, yeah.
And so the kids are like, and finally you hear someone inside go, you get out of here. We don't want you in our house. And he's like, I'm sorry. And mixed in between this scene is the stupidest thing in the whole movie, which is Zooey Deschanel was pushing John Leguizamo's daughter on the swing on the maple tree front. And there's these menacing shots of the maple tree. It shows the branch like bending kind of as the person swings. And it's
The tree might be angry.
Yeah, exactly. And they keep looking at the tree and Zooey Deschanel keeps looking at it like, the tree might get pissed at any second, right? And so, like...
Well, it sounds like that's what's happening.
Well, it is, but it was, this menacing evil tree. Like, and so, anyway, like... So, finally, the person in the house is like, get out of here. And Marky Mark's like, all right, we're leaving. And the kid at the front door goes, open the door and let us in, sons of bitches. And then there's another kid at the window who's like, hey, I see you in there. And so anyway, like, the kid turns around for a second, and a shotgun barrel comes out of the door. And Marky Mark's like, no! In slow motion. Mm-hmm. And then, in the most gratuitously violent scenes of the movie, the shotgun just shreds the kid to hell. Like, blasts through him. He's like... Like, the rest of the movie's not violent at all. This movie should not have been...
Hard R with the red.
It shouldn't have been R at all. Yeah. Like, even with that, it shouldn't have been R. And then the other kid, like, looks at him. He's like, ugh. And he looks back at the window, like, just in time to see another shotgun barrel, like, poking out of the window. And it, like, blows his brains out. And Marky Mark's like, no! Again.
Like, and nobody in the theater, like, was... They were all, like, laughing. Yeah. Like, you hear some chuckles.
Like, there was only one person left.
I swear, this movie,
people were confused. They're like, "What should I be feeling?"
Yeah, and seriously, like, because
most people were.
He mixes his style of.
That's like me. I was the only one laughing in Minority Report when Tom Cruise was chasing around for his eyeballs.
Yeah, right. Which he might have been funny, yeah.
Well, that was funny though. Either way, whether he meant it to be or not, it was funny.
Yeah, it's just like I didn't like laugh audibly, but in like
you hear
inside
me laughing throughout the whole movie. I
laughed at a couple parts, but like. I tried to contain myself. I was like, this isn't supposed to be hilarious.
The funniest thing to me, that was funny. I don't want to tell him this, but the scene where they're sitting in a diner in this small town,
right.
And somebody goes, oh no, look. And they've got their cell phone. And they're like superimposing the cell phone. It's a TV screen. And it goes, this was just taken at the Boston Zoo. And then it, like, zooms into it, like, then you see it. And there's this zookeeper and these lion, this lion tamer, right, in the zoo of the lions.
Uh-huh.
And he goes like this, and he's like, and he walks up to the lion, and, like, the lion kind of, like, starts biting his arm. They cut away, and everyone's like, ooh. And then it shows him, like, with a missing arm, like, walk up to the other one. And he, like, puts his hand in his mouth. And it, like, it was like the scene in the Holy Grail where the Black Knight gets pulled off. Yeah. It gets pulled out. And he's like, there's, like, blood squirting everywhere. And I start going, ah! Christian was like, what are you doing? Stop it.
The fact that somebody would be showing that on a cell phone, yeah. You know, like, she pulls out her iPhone and she's like, look at this. And there's, like, a kid in front of her and, like, everybody's like...
Oh. It sounds like that makes pretty clear that it was supposed to be funny.
I seriously think that... And there's no way he's gone from, like, extremely deliberate, really... I really think that really well-directed from a visual standpoint, from pacing... The Sixth Sense has become this big, like, kind of joke to a lot of people now because it's all twist, yada yada. But it was very perfectly well directed for that style of thing, and so was Signs, and so was Unbreakable, especially. Like, you know, all those things. Like, this guy I really feel is a great director. He may not be good for, like, lines and stuff like that so much, but it really, this one, like, to go from that sort of shift to suddenly something this unintentionally bad. Is completely unbelievable to me. So I have to feel that he really... I think he presented the script as a serious thing, and they were like, this will not work. And he was like, well, you know what, let's just... I'll make it for this budget. And I think partway through it, he was like, you know what, fuck it, I'm just going to make some money. I'm going to make this stupid and, like...
Well, you could also say it's like, you know, how people think he's totally, you know, like, one note, like, hey... Yeah. Like, all of his movies have twists, so he's like, I'm going to do something different.
There really wasn't a twist.
Like, yeah, he's like, I'm going to do something different, I'm going to change it, and it's not going to have a twist, so it's going to be rated R, and it's going to be amazing. And well, that's at least how they wrote
him. I think this guy is set for life. He's made, I mean, The Sixth Sense made, like, $600 million domestic. It was a ridiculously lucrative movie for him, especially.
And it didn't even make that much when it came out, did it? Like, it gradually made more.
It had a very long,
yeah, like shelf word life. Of mouth.
Very, the word of mouth was fantastic, and it was very well reviewed. It just kept going, and it was in the theater for like 3/4 of a year or something like that.
Yeah, like, I didn't see it until, like, it had been out for like 3 weeks.
Did you already know what happened?
No, I didn't. I had no idea what the twist was or whatever.
I didn't think it was personally that clever, because when I watched it, I was sitting there and like, Luke saw it before I did, right. And he was always like, oh man, you won't believe the twist, oh, the twist, it's coming. And so we're sitting there twist in the theater, and during the movie, he's like, oh, the twist, man.
And then he left for about half an hour to talk,
like,
on the
phone. And he's like, the twist, man, the twist. And then after all, I was like, is he dead? And he was like, yeah. like after 20 minutes in the movie. So, like, I knew it was coming, kind of, but it was still creepy and stuff, you know? And it really had a lot to do with,
They cheated on that, though. My
It was based on the old, Ambrose Bierce, occurrence at Owl Creek Bridge.
The Owl Creek thing?
Which has been done in everything. And so, like, it's not like it was original. It really was the thing where, like, someone dies, someone is in the process of being killed, and then the rest of the whole thing you're watching plays out like they think they escaped or whatever, and then at the very end they realize they were actually killed, and this was just a dying fantasy. That's the occurrence of Albert Bridge, yeah.
Freaky.
Which is creepy, and it's a really good storytelling idea. It's been done so many times now. It had not been done in a great while on the national stage, so that's why that was successful.
Well, not in the film.
And then what's weird is that after that, The Others came out a year later, and it was the same... story. Remember The Others with Nicole Kidman?
Nicole Kidman.
I thought it was good, and then at the end it was like...
At the end
it was like, they realize that they're all dead, and I was like, that's the same movie. Like, and it was a PG-13, like, scary, like, sort of thing, and I was like, it's the same movie.
You think that was, like, the beginning of the PG-13?
It was, the Sixth Sense.
Like, horror, whatever, suspense.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing about that, where they cheat on the whole him being dead thing, mm-hmm. is that he changes his outfit. He puts on like on the weekend when he's like reading up stuff. He like puts on like his alma mater sweater, and like the whole thing is like if he had just been shot, then and then they kind of make it seem like that wasn't the issue because
the like my wedding ring isn't on and stuff.
Yeah, the thing was what well, that worked. Goes to the anniversary.
Yeah, like you think maybe they're just like they're having like a rocky relationship.
When I first saw that, I was like, this is really weird. I think he's dead. The first time I saw that, because never once did she look at him or respond to him after he said anything.
Yeah,
she
but like
said things.
But see that, you like, I don't know, most people, I didn't think that, like, when I saw it. But, like, you know, you just, like, you know, like, she's just pissed off at him or something, you know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Marriage is on the rocks and all that shit.
So that's the thing, is, like...
Was Robin Wright his wife in that?
No, it was Olivia... It was, what's her name from Rushmore?
Olivia Newton-John.
Yeah. It was what's her name from Rushmore, right? Yeah.
Oh, yeah, Rushmore lady.
Thank you.